Jamila Gordon is a long way from the small Somali village where she was born.
The village was very desolate. It was dusty. We had water in the wells. My mother was either pregnant every year or she had a baby, because at the end she had 16 children.
Her family moved to Mogadishu to avoid drought, but before the civil war broke out, they were separated. Ms. Gordon was sent to live with distant relatives in Kenya.
With my friends in Kenya, I met an Australian backpacker who was there his second day in Kenya, and we became friends, and he sponsored me to Australia.
At 18 years old, Jamila found herself in Sydney, alone and without any English. She quickly learnt English at TAFE and got a job washing dishes, eventually going to university in Melbourne to study accounting before switching to IT, which surprisingly drew on her past.
The process I used to memorise the Quran in the village where I was born was exactly the same as the process of software programming that I used when I was at La Trobe University.
After university, Miss Gordon got a job as a software programmer and worked her way up, working in Europe for major companies like IBM before returning to Australia for Qantas as their chief information officer. She now works with smaller startups, helping them grow their business. Rod Bishop is the CEO of JRide, a startup marketplace for transport hire. He says working with Miss Gordon has been a perfect fit.
There's really not a lot of growth-focused technology people operating at an extremely high level in Australia, so it was an absolute pleasure, and we saw eye to eye straight away.
A former colleague, David Thodey, now chairman of the board at CSIRO, says Jamila brings a unique approach to her work.
She's always had a vision for what she wanted to do, but a great determination and incredible will and drive to get the job done.
Johnny Blackali, SBS News.